Hello, everybody. Just a very quick one about Instagram. If you're on it, Meta, the parent company, is reducing the number of political posts visible to users on their feed. This is a real thing, not a hoax. So go to your Instagram profile, tap the three horizontal lines in the top right corner to open the settings tab, scroll down to what you see, click on content preferences, open political content, and turn on don't limit political content. That's an option. Otherwise, you won't see almost anything we post because we are deemed political. Please do that now, or you won't even see the posts about our shows, our fun things. So if you want to see Guilty Feminist content and know when we're coming to a place near you or releasing a new podcast, do it now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, Guilty Feminists. This is Deborah with a few announcements. Back with a bang in the new year with four shows at Soho Theatre. On Wednesday, the 4th of January, we're having a very special town hall where we try and solve a problem together and you can come up and take the mic. On Thursday, the 5th of January, we're having a special. Shapi Kosandi and I are co-hosting a special about the terrible situation in Iran. And on Friday, the 6th of January and Saturday, the 7th of January, guests to be announced. Thursday, the 26th of January, we are back at King's Place. Sunday, 29th of January, we're at the Rose Theatre in Kingston. For more details and to book, go to guiltyfeminist.com. Join our Patreon to support the show and get ad-free episodes and more besides. Leave us a five-star review on Apple Podcasts if you don't mind. And now, back to the show.
Hello, South Bank Center. Are you ready for a little more camp as Christmas? Please welcome back to the stage the incredible Tom Allen.
Oh, hi, everybody. Did you have a nice interval? Good. Did you get some crisps, that sort of thing? Lovely. Crisps, was it? Nice. Nice snack. Lovely. Welcome back. Please don't cough like that. Not after the 2 years we've just had. It's like a period drama or something. If there's blood in the handkerchief, you'll be dead in the next scene. For a long time... Don't worry, no rush. For a long time, I was living with a couple called Dad and Mum. And at the tender age of 38, I decided to move out. And I got my own place. Very exciting having your own home. I'm very lucky. I have a garden, and I like having a garden. I do feel very strongly about certain things, especially slugs. Oh, so stressed about slugs. You know the snails who are homeless. They come out. Well, they don't come out. But imagine those slugs. I'm gay. And they come out after dark, right? And they attach themselves to my bush. And And I have to go out after dark with a torch, looking for them, padding around the bushes, crawling around the undergrowth, like some sort of gay in the 1970s. Except the only thing getting sucked off is my hydrangeas. And then I get foxes who come in the garden, and they kind of sit on my garden furniture. And how do you get rid of foxes? I have to go indoors, get a saucepan, and start banging it to try and scare them away. People don't know if I'm thanking a nurse. Scaring away a fox. Anyway, right, you're right there. Oh, I know we've got a wonderful team of lawyers in tonight, which is not something anybody has ever said before. But... No, there's a wonderful team, and that's because I know we're going to be talking to you, Charlie. But what is the name of the company again? Taylor Vincent. Taylor Vinters. There they both are. Taylor Vinters, and I know you've been. What? They're going to do it. Yeah, we're going to talk about them in a minute, but I wanted to give them a shout out, Taylor Vinters. Taylor Vinters, lawyers to everybody, and have been helping a lot with the Say It Loud campaign. And so well done, because sometimes a great way to be involved with the things we've been talking about tonight is to give time and services if you have them, particularly things like legal advice is always very handy, isn't it? Taylor Vinters, who is here from Taylor Vinters? Oh, there's quite a few of you. Oh, that's nice. Are you all lawyers?
Yes.
And what sort of law do you practice?
I'm a baby lawyer.
You're a what lawyer?
A baby lawyer.
A baby lawyer? You're a trainee. Oh, I see. What a ridiculous thing to say. Babies don't need lawyers. Infantilizing talk. I'm a baby lawyer. But yes, doing things like that. No, absolutely not. Not on my counsel. And no, that's lovely. You're a trainee lawyer. That's wonderful. What sort of law are you gonna practice? A tech lawyer. That sounds fun. And are you all tech lawyers?
No.
No. So who else is on the team then? That. Yeah, you. Employment law. Wow, that sounds fun. And what's your name? Jenna. Got a lot of employment clients at the moment? People in work, people out of work. That's how employment law works, I guess. Great, great. Anybody here from another legal department? Maybe, for example, maybe somebody who works with refugees, I was sort of thinking of. And this is going around everybody else in the office. This is the cleaner. And okay, great. And is there anybody who's a refugee lawyer, though? Any of the refugee lawyers here? No? Okay, fine. So that's good. Never goes like that on Instagram, does it? People are like, you gotta watch this video, it's so moving. That was awful. So, no, thank you for your time, thank you for your work you've been doing. Very nice, sort of isolated seats you've got to the front there. You okay there? You all right? Hello, what's your name?
Mine, Jemima.
Oh, did Deb talk to you at the beginning? No, Jemima and?
Topaz.
And Topaz. Topaz, Jemima and Topaz, that's lovely names. What do you do? Your vets? Vets? Oh, Jemima and Topaz. Lovely vets. Whereabouts are you vets?
South London.
South London where? Bromley? The Laurels?
Penge.
Yeah, I know it. And my family are from Penge, actually, as it goes. You might see some of them. I don't know. That's lovely. And where do you do your veterinary practice, Jemima?
Dulwich.
Oh, lovely class of... French bulldog coming in there on a regular basis. He just seems a bit sad today. Is there anything you could take? Oh, that's lovely. Whereas Jemima, what's your sort of practice involve? Quite a lot of judging by some of my family links possibly quite violent animals you have to look after? General mix, that's what I would say if I was being diplomatic. That's lovely. And are you a couple?
No.
Oh, you're just vets. Just vet friends. Vet besties. Great. All right. Okay. Well, we're gonna crack on with this section, and so we're gonna welcome on our first act of the second half. One of my dear friends. So glad they're here. Please give a wonderful, huge South Bank welcome to the phenomenal, the incredible, the sensation that is Rosie Jones.
To me is, oh, you're gay. Oh, well, you don't look gay. That day expect me to walk into the co-op wearing a strap on. Poking the sausage rolls. They told me to stop doing that. So now I'm dressing gay. I call this look your lesbian boss. Sandra. Because I want to enter every room and I want all the women not to be sure whether I'm gonna fire you or finger you. And the answer is both. But I let you choose the order. I'm a lady. I want to talk about Crimbo. Ready? My favourite part of Christmas is nativities. And at school, it was such an exciting point in the year when your teacher told you if you're going to be Mary or a goat. That's when you really got to see who was our favourite. But I think when I went to school, all the teachers looked at me and shot themselves. So this is true, genuinely, 3 years in a row, I played the famous role of disabled innkeeper's wife. I really want to clarify, because it is a bit confusing. The wife was disabled. And the wife was me. But even at 4 years old, I was a crafty little bastard. And I heard disabled innkeeper's wife, and I thought, great, I can do that. Also, they haven't specified what disability. I'm an actor. I got creative. One year, Mary and Joseph knocked on the door. Disabled innkeeper's wife didn't come to the door. Her disability was deaf. She actually had plenty of room. Oh, you have been so lovely. Before I go, I want to explain why I am the nightmare I am today. I think it was because growing up, my mum and dad just put so much confidence in me by saying, Rosie, you be whoever you want to be. Wait. Don't cheer that. Have you fucking not known anything about me? A joke is coming. I'm not going to leave on something sincere, am I? my American. Let me get to the punchline. Now, they said you can be whoever you fucking want to be. Apart from a hairdresser. Of a brain surgeon. Of a waitress. Or a train announcer. The train coming in. To platform. Is the 14-20 already gone. You have been so lovely. I've been Rosie fucking Jones.
Rosie Jones, the one and only.
What a sensation.
All right, so now we get to invite to the stage some very important people. They are the people that founded the Say It Loud Club and run it day in and day out. Please welcome to the stage the incredible Aloysius Sali and Thelma Dowler. Come out, come out. I think we need mics. Can we get the two mics for our guests?
We can.
Okay. Last time we did Campus Christmas, I'll be honest, Campus Christmas got COVID last year. Do you remember that? And we had to make it Campus Springtime when we were let out, which didn't have the same ring. And Thelma wore a beautiful cloak on stage, and someone in the audience bought it for her.
I still have it.
Anonymously, and said, this belongs with Thelma. I don't want her to know who it is. And she was just gifted it, but the money went to Say It Loud Club because our audience is the greatest audience that ever lived.
Thank you.
And on that note, I must say, Louise, where are you? Yeah. Okay, you didn't come and we couldn't find you again in the interval, but
we heard from Despicable Daisy that although you bid a grand on the cloak... Oh, I'm not allowed to say what you did.
Say.
She changed her mind.
She didn't. She paid 1,500. Don't get too excited, Aloysius. That's not going to you. That's going to sell block. That's going to block 13. But I was going to say, if we paid Despicable Daisy to make another one of those cloaks, and then I know it's not the same. It's not the one I was at the Royal Albert Hall in, but I could sleep in it or something. If any of the people that bid like 900 or 700 or 800 wanted one, we could commission Despicable Daisy, and then I could do something in it. I could video myself doing something in it that you wanted. Of your choice.
Deborah.
So if anybody bids and thinks, I want that, just email guiltyfeminist@gmail.com. Tell me what the cloak is and what you want me to do in it.
Sounds
and cool. I'll sell it to you for whatever you bid, because then we make more for them. Okay. This is...
Wow, it's really changed this evening, hasn't it?
It's called the Guilty Feminist Talk.
Campus Springtime wasn't like this at all.
It's the festival.
Yeah. Campus Only Fans is what it should be called.
So, Aloysius, you started the Say It Loud Club here in London. What a smooth segue. And I told the audience a little bit about it. Could you tell us how it's going now? Because it was just you when it started and some volunteers. What's it like now?
Yeah, actually, Say It Loud Club is my personal journey experience as a black man, of course, coming out from Africa, where there was no freedom for someone like me because of my sexuality. But all I wanted to look for was freedom to express myself, to live the way, the kind of life I was born to live. But that was not available in my country. And then I come to this country, and one of the hardest challenge I had was to how to identify myself in this great country. And that was very difficult. The first time I came out was when I was in front of an immigration officer. Can you imagine? Coming out should be like a wonderful experience, something to enjoy. But in my case, it was in front of an immigration officer asking to be allowed to stay here because my life back home would be in danger. But by that time, there was not much known about gay refugees. Yes, there was people running away from wars and famine and that kind of stuff. But for me, back home, there was food. There was no war. But just because of my sexuality, I couldn't live there. But going through asylum for any basis or any ground is absolutely very difficult. But especially if you are claiming asylum because of your sexuality. That experience I went through gave me the platform to campaign for so many men and women and young people coming to this country to look for freedom, for liberty, respect and recognition, of course. When I was granted asylum, it was a very challenging experience. I looked at that piece of paper which says, you have been granted asylum. And I couldn't even remember the definition of freedom. And then I said, like, if things are going to change, I must take part. Because the way I was received by the Home Office, the first time I said, I am gay, I cannot go back to my country. And they pushed me in the back of a van, and they took me to a detention center, accompanied by three huge guys, like I was a criminal. And I was taken into a detention center whereby they open one door, I go through another and closes behind me, full of keys and walkie-talkies. And those sounds are still with me. But then I said, I must do something. Although I wasn't born to be an activist, I was called to do so by those circumstances. And that's why, Deborah, I started the Say It Loud Club. Because I wanted to make people change I wanted to challenge the culture of disbelief that there are people in this country, asylum seekers and refugees, struggling on the streets of London and all the major cities in this country. I spent 5 years on the streets. Today, we listen to the music of Christmas, where there is all I wanted for Christmas is you. I spent 5 years living on a bus, and that song was a torture for me. I remember when I didn't have a home, I didn't have a place to call home, and I could take a bus from central London back to the North London where I was living. I mean, I was actually living on a bus. That was my postcode. And then I could see people putting on the headphones, and even in the dark, in the night, the apple, the white ones. And I could hear, all I wanted for Christmas is you. And for me, there was no Christmas. But today, now I'm here.
Thelma, tell us, how is the organization looking at the moment?
So, Say Loud Club is supporting about 500 LGBTQ plus refugees and asylum seekers, and we provide emotional, we provide emotional, social, and just support for asylum seekers who come to the UK for the first time. And even though our capacity is full, there's only 2 full-time employees, so we rely on volunteers and our ambassadors to deliver the work that we do. So we are led by lived experience, so everything is delivered from a lived experience. So if you've gone through the experience, you understand the challenges that the refugees are facing. So we are so privileged, people who come to us, we actually understand their needs, their challenges, and their things that they're facing in the UK, because it's a very tough system, I'm telling you. So even once you get granted your asylum, the challenges don't stop there. There's still problems with housing, so we provide housing for people who have been granted asylum, and also navigating through finding employment. People don't speak the language, so finding work is really hard. I know we have somebody here in the audience who's going to give an apprentice to one of our members.
I may have overstated what she's doing, but she's now going to have to, so yeah. I mean, I'm really sorry.
Did you know about that before?
The government gives you grants if you take on an apprentice. Speaking of which, we need to get out Charlie Lyons Rothbutt, because at the last show, she came out of the audience and came up to me and went, I want to help. And I think that's where I think this stuff is amazing. Renietta Lodge, when asked, how can you be a better ally to black people if you're white? She says, well, I don't know where you hold power. And that's a great answer. Where do you hold power? And it's probably not on Twitter, honestly. It's probably in your life. What do you do? Who do you know? Who can you influence? What can you get? Who's the richest person in your WhatsApp group? That's the question. So please, on that note, please welcome to the stage Charlie Lyons Rothbutt. So, Charlie, can you tell us a little bit about, you were just a punter in the audience and you came out, you were moved by the last show and you came out. Tell us what Taylor Vinters, it's your fault, I knew what
Sorry,
it was called.
Taylor, but they're actually changing their name because they're going to be going
fine,
to a merger.
There's a merger
up ahead, actually.
Thank God there's a merger.
They're going to actually be called Taylor...
Mishkondareya.
Thank God.
Much easier.
But you both
Mishkondareya. Can you please tell us, because no one's going to forget the name of the law firm, though it is great publicity for you, because we've said it a million times. Mishkondareya is the new...
Mishkondareya. Mishkondareya.
It's not the dating app you're on, just to be clear.
I thought it sounded like a drag queen, to be honest. Taylor Mishkondareya. Yeah. I'm sure I've seen her at the Two Brewers in Clapham.
Can you please tell us how you are collaborating, your law firm is collaborating with Say It Loud?
Yeah, so I work at a law firm called Taylor Vinters.
Doesn't sound like a drag queen.
They are merging with a firm called Mishkondareya. I think we've got a couple of those guys in the sound around there. That was my mother. And at Camp of Springtime, I heard Thelma speaking and... I just couldn't believe it. I mean, I know our system is fucked in many ways, but I couldn't believe what you've had to go through. and all the people that you support. And I wanted to help, and I was thinking, well, I'd love to help. I've got white privilege. I was a gay teenager in Cornwall. No, that was hard, but obviously nowhere near what you guys went through. And I realised I'm just a tech lawyer. I actually can't do anything useful. But I am connected to a huge, huge network of lawyers and people who aren't here tonight who are immigration lawyers, and people who do more useful things and help people rather than just tech businesses. So I thought, well, I need to tap them because they can be useful. And so we've been, it's been off to a slow start, but we're getting there. And we've been helping Lucius and Thelma with a variety of things, introducing them to different networks and organisations that can they can partner with and look at things that they can do in that respect. We talked about accreditations last time for you to look at, and it's the beginning of a relationship, and we're going to be doing a fundraiser at Mish Kondareya, in February, which is basically just to get these guys in front of many more lawyers who hopefully can help and have the means and the networks to do more.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Charlie. And can I just say, genuinely, thanks for not sitting there in the audience thinking, well, I'm a tech lawyer, I can't really help. Thank you for answering the question, where do I hold power? And then going, because it's obviously easier for you to go and talk to the immigration lawyers in this big firm you're merging with than it is for Aloysius. And so who, where do you hold power? Ask that question at least once a week and try and do something with it, because everyone in this room has power and influence because you found your way to the South Bank, you could afford a ticket tonight. So you do have power, untapped power, and it's probably not on Twitter. Get off Twitter and get into the real life and do something with it. You are such a wonderful audience, and I really, really appreciate how much you do. You are active. And tonight, anybody who's moved to say it, to help Say It Loud in any practical way, volunteering, connecting them with employment opportunities, anything, just do it. Just do it, just do it. Don't think about it. Just actually do it. Send an email tonight because you'll forget on Monday. Thelma, what is the website?
SayLoudClub.org. And you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, follow us there. Send us an email, I'll respond. And yeah.
Great. So SayItLoudClub.org. Big round of applause for Charlie. Thelma.
Thank you.
Aloysius.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now we're going to bring on another one of the wonderful comedians here tonight.
Our final comedian before our big drag queen closer.
And it's not your law firm.
So disappointing.
I know.
But it is someone who I'm... Look, someone who honestly is so funny that in the dressing room, this is a brand new dress. That's right. It's a brand new dress. Don't go on about it. It's a fancy one. It's the vampire's wife. He is so funny. I was talking to him and I did a spit take. And spilt vodka, or no, not vodka. What I was drinking wasn't drinking that water, all over myself in the interval. Put your hands together and make incredible woohooing noises for the wonderful
Daniel Fox.
Hello. Oh, that's very nice. Hello, everybody. How lovely to be here. This is so lovely. Hi. I'm going to address my different pieces of the outfit first. Firstly, I've worn this Christmas jumper today. I don't know if you can see this. It says Kate Blanchett on it. I recognise only one Christmas saviour, and it's this queen. Because do you know who didn't win two Academy Awards? Jesus Christ. And then I'm modelling this cape today. I'm going for this one. This one is amazing, because on this side, Liberace. But on this side, it's still Liberace. So that's amazing. So good. Apparently, this one hasn't been bid on yet, but I don't know why, because I actually think this is the best one. Look at the fucking flow. Amazing. So, you know, go and grab yourselves that one. I was telling my boyfriend this morning, I was like, I think in this look, I kind of look a bit like a kind of, I don't know, sort of like a bougie mum at brunch. I think I've sort of gone for like I've got. So I don't. You won't be able to see from there, but this is like a tiny little snake pendant thing that's going on. So the whole thing's a little bit bougie. And he was like, "That's interesting that you would say bougie mum at brunch, because obviously what you actually look like is Draco Malfoy went to Zara." I was like, "Fuck off! How about that?" How about you all go fuck yourselves? But that's fine. Yeah, I do. My boyfriend's lovely. I am gay. Gayman, as we like to be known. I'm sure many of us here are that. Or in French, une fag. Which, I can say it. I did GCSE French. But I... No, that's fun. My parents are very supportive of the gay thing. That is lovely. But the thing that's amazing is that it is my grandma that is the most supportive member of the family. She's 97 years old. She's from a tiny village in North Yorkshire. It could have gone either way. Like, I don't know if she's ever seen another queer person before, but she landed on wokest grandma in the world. She went to Brighton Pride this year. Fucking, I know. So sweet. It was a complete accident, but she did go. Genuinely, in her village, they do what they call little red bus tours, and that is where her and her church mates visit a different town in the UK for a couple of days, have a scone, go to an Oxfam, fuck shit up, and then they head off back home. They landed in Brighton on the day of Pride. Didn't know it was happening, didn't know what it was, but they had a lovely time. I have a photo of her, Barbara and Janet being served a cream tea by this incredible drag queen, just like coming down off the platform heels. Amazing. Would have killed to have heard the conversation in the coach on the way home. Being like, what a lovely young lass. Wasn't she? Wasn't she, Janet? What was it she said? Yes, she was serving cunt. That's what she was doing. Absolutely lovely. Wonderfully. Anyway. The best part, it turns out, of your nan going to Pride is her walking you through afterwards what she thinks LGBTQ+ means. Absolutely delicious. We were talking afterwards. She was like, yes, gosh, so it was LGBTQ+ Pride, which stands for, it's lesbian. I was like, yes, it is. Very good. She was like, yeah. And then it's gay. I was like, yes, it is. Very good. She was like, yes. And then it's black. I was like, no. See what you were going for. Lovely idea. Because I think what she's done there is gone, which groups do I need to give more support? And then just lumped everything in together. It's the right spirit, wrong execution. But you know what I mean? Like she. Let's try. T, trans, she got no problem, which I thought was amazing. I was really proud of her for that. Q, she went for corn. The meat replacement option. Which isn't right. Oh. It's not right. But it isn't wrong, is it? Like, I don't know. Other queers in feels bang on. Like, I don't know. If I identify as anything, it's flavourless and smug, so fair enough. Do you know what I mean? Very key time of year, this, I think. Like, because I think this time of year, this festive season, I think it can be quite difficult for British people. I think we go through some odd stuff in this country around this time of year. It is very much in our institutions, in our schools, around sort of this time of year when we're about 7 years old. That's when we first find out whether we are an ugly child or not. Yeah, some faces like, what are you talking about? I will explain. It is when you first arrive, you get brought into assembly. It's maybe December now. They bring you in. They line you up according to who's hot and who's a munter. And then they cast the school nativity play. That is how it was cast. It was who was the fittest kids. And we're going to prove it now. Please, can I get a show of hands from everybody that was a Mary, a Joseph, or an angel in the school play? Please, hands up. Fuck you. How about that? Nines and tens, the sexy kids. Good for you. The confidence of you lot, by the way. Every night, the speed some of those hands go up. Being like, yeah, Mary, did he say get on the stage? I think he did. No. Get down. Abominable. I can remember looking around at you lot and being like, oh, these kids are everyone's type. Like, obviously when I was also a child, not now. Thank you. Children are not my type. Let's make sure that's hammered home in stone. Children have no money. And And then just quickly, just to compare and contrast, can I get a show of hands from everybody that was an animal, a rock, a tree, a stone, inanimate objects, donkeys, sheep? Hands up, please. It's not good news. It's dog shit, ugly children. I'm sorry to tell, but many of you have blossomed now, by the way, so that's fine. Some of you haven't, but many of you have, and that's a wonderful thing. I don't want to shame that group, by the way. I was very much one of you. Also, I will just say, there's always a little murmuring in the crowd at this point. That is completely fine. Anyone wondering what that is couples in the audience realizing they were cast differently and going, I could do better. And that's fine. That's completely fine. But I just want to say this. I just want to leave you with this before I go. I just want to say that second group, I'm not shitting on you. I was very much one of you. I, one year in the school play, was cast in the role of Myrrh. Which is it's a grey brown oil. It's an embalming fluid. Doesn't get uglier than me around nativity age. Anyway, you've been absolutely lovely. Thank you so much. I've been Daniel Fox. Have an amazing evening.
Daniel Fox, everybody!
Daniel, well done.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, don't trip
Daniel
out.
Fox.
Oh, nearly Madonna.
I just want to say, Tom, I'm just so thrilled to discover that I won the bid for this cloak.
Oh.
And it's for you, because I just thought it's so fine. Because this side is made out of those gold hot pants that Kylie wears.
Yes, and
now
I wear...
And this side is made of rainbow.
Oh, so, my goodness. Yeah, and that is kind of me, isn't it?
It is
half
very
rainbow,
you.
Half Kylie.
Exactly. So that's for you.
That's lovely. Oh, Deb, thank you.
But...
It's very kind.
Oh, you can wear it. It's reversible, look.
Yes, like me. It's reversible.
You've worn it as a crossbody there. That's an interesting choice. Oh, that's an interesting choice.
Like that one? Like that?
Yeah.
That better?
Yeah, yeah. But we've made on the cloaks... Oh, God, I can't remember now what we've made on the cloaks and I left it backstage. I think it's... on the hoods, we've made 650. £300 of that was from Locksmith, who I'm doing an animated film with. Isn't that lovely? And... Was that right, Locksmith? Was it 300 quid from you? Well done. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And then we've made £2,000 on the cloaks.
Wow.
We've made £2,000. So... We've nearly made £3,000 extra for the Say It Loud Club, and we've made £1,500 for Block 13.
Wonderful.
So
we should say as well, if you want to get involved after this evening,
yes.
The websites are sayitloudclub.org
and freeblock13.com, and you can set up a direct debit. Even if you've got like £5 a month you could give that you're not going to miss because it's a couple of lattes or whatever... It really will make a huge difference. I honestly feel like crying about thinking about what 1,500 quid will mean to some, you know, about 50, 60 queer people from Uganda in a Kenyan refugee club. They will never have seen that much money in so long. I can't even... What they will do with it, you've got no idea, but it's extraordinary. They've got children. The lesbians and the trans women get treated the worst of anybody. It's absolutely huge to them. They will be sobbing tonight when we tell them. They just can't, they won't believe it until we show it to them. And so your generosity really means everything to us because it means everything to them and they're real and it's right there and they're going to get it. It's not just throwing it. You know, when you give to a big charity, it's a drop in the ocean. It's an important drop because it's a lot of drops that make an ocean. That when you give to a small organization like Say It Loud or Free Block 13, it's a wave. It's a huge wave. So please, where do you hold power? Ask yourself that and answer that question with action. I don't know that we're going to win the whole fight, if I'm honest. But I know that life is made up of moments. And that's all it is. And every single moment that's a moment of compassion or kindness or joy in somebody's short but meaningful life is something, and it's something real. So please... Don't just walk away from here. Do something, one thing this week. Tom Allen, you are just such a joy of a man, and I really appreciate you. You are. Buy Tom's book this Christmas for someone.
Don't worry about that.
Do, buy Tom Allen's book for someone this Christmas, someone you love.
Well,
you're a really
you
wonderful person.
Oh, that's very generous of you to say. Please, I don't do I don't deserve any praise, but thank you. Thank you for this.
Thank you for giving your time, and thank you to all the comedians tonight who've schlepped here, have given up other lucrative gigs on a Saturday night. It's cost every single comedian to do this. And with that, can we say, please, listen to The Guilty Feminist, rate, review, subscribe, share it in your WhatsApp groups, try and spread the word, listen to Media Storm, subscribe to that, Fock It Up Comedy Club by Kima Bob, subscribe to that, it really makes a difference. And to bring on our final act, it's the incredible Ginzilla!
It's Christmas time. Hit it. Okay, let's get really camp. It's chilly outside. Oh,
the weather outside is frightful, and this fire is so delightful. We got nowhere else to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought you some corn for popping. The lights are way down low. Let us know, let us know, let us know. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slow. And my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let us know, let us know, let us know.
Okay, that's the camp gone. Let's get a bit sexy, shall we? This word, now the song you need, the lyrics you need for this song are no. Say it with me, no. And diggity. Okay, hello everyone. How you doing?
Drizzle to the house and walk it proud. Strut myself like there ain't no doubt that I'm the queen to serve. Now with cream and scones, I come from a town that's long since gone. Again, again, I'm showing face and elegance. You gotta catch your breath at the sheer magnificence. To sit yourself down, I'm gonna take you to church. The lines are there if you wanna buy my merch.
Get down, good lord. Ladies got going all over town.
Strictly bitch, don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound.
Getting paid is a forte. Itching every day, but you play away.
I can't get it out of my mind. Wow, I think about the girl all the time. Wow, wow, oh my god.
East side to the west side, push your fat rides, it's no surprise. She got tricks up in the stash, fast to the cash,
fast with the comes to the gales.
By no means average, she's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I gotta get in.
Gotta get down so I can win.
I like the way you work it. Sing it!
Gorgeous! Ow! You? I like the way you work it.
No diggity!
Ow!
She's got class and style. Street knowledge by the pound. Baby, never act wild. Very low key on the profile. Catching feelings is a no. Let me tell you how it goes. Curves of words, friends of verb. Long as his curves don't freak what you heard. Rolling with the fatness. You don't even know what the half is. You gotta pay to play. Just a shorty bang bang to look your way. I like the way you work it. Drum tight every day, all day. You're blowing my mind. Maybe in time, maybe I can get you with my ride.
I like the way you work it. Sing it! You can do a little bit better than that, hey? I like the way you work it. Sing it! Oh, okay, now put your hands up in the air. Hands up all the way up in the air. And then we're gonna do hey-ya, hey-ya, hey-ya.
Hey, yeah. Are you ready? Here we go. Ho, ho.
Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Ooh, that girl look good. Hey, yo.
Sing it. Louder, baby. Come on. It's Christmas time. Happy holidays! Yay!
Jim Zeller, everybody! Yeah. Well, I have to say, Tom, they've been the finest audience of their generation.
Ah, absolutely. A once-in-a-lifetime. Thank you so much for coming out tonight. We hope you've had a nice time. Also, I want to say a huge thanks to Deborah Frances White, who organises these events, brings us together, and really creates the spirit of these of what we feel here in the room tonight and on so many other occasions. So thank you for always being such a generous spirit yourself.
Thank you, Tom. That's very sweet of you. But honestly, I just feel like I'm at the heart of something really wonderful right now. And I really look forward to the new year. We have shows coming up at Soho Theatre early in January. And we're going to do a town hall where we try and solve a feminist problem. So book tickets for Soho Theatre in January right now.
These people are rushing to get there right now.
Yeah,
they're rushing to get the tickets.
They're getting tickets now. Thank you so much. We've been the Guilty Feminists. You've been amazing. Good night.
Good night.
I heard there was a throbbing queue for the cloaks.
Really?
Just give us a cheer if you've bid. Okay, all right.
So there's lawyers, isn't it?
That's why we invited the lawyers. We thought they might bid on a shiny cloak. Can you imagine? I mean, are any of you barristers? Because this would work with a wig, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine going into court, my lad?
my lad.
Your Honour.
Rumpole of the Bailey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rumpole of the Gaily.
The Guilty Feminist is provided exclusively from Acast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.